Seeing Eye to Eye. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, seeing eye to eye. Have you ever started to see eye to eye? Have you ever looked at the world seeing eye to eye with all the people around you? Or do you have a different eye that looks at the world? Do you have a different awareness that looks at the world? Are you acquainted with the world from a different point of view from everybody else? And it can be. Now, a mother, she tells her children, from my point of view, this is what you should do. And so the children listen to their mother, and then the children have their own point of view. And the children say, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to go play in the sandbox anyhow. And the mother says, don't play in the sandbox. I haven't cleaned it up yet. I have to clean up the sandbox. And the kids say, well, why? Why can't I play in the sandbox? And so Sylvia goes and plays in the sandbox. And she's playing in the sandbox, and she says, yicky-pooey, you know, what's all this? Mommy, what's in my sandbox? And Mommy says, I told you not to play in there. I hadn't had a chance to clean it up. Well, what is that? Well, the kitty was using it for a litter box. Well, what do you mean, litter box? Well, she did her duty there. She made a mess, and she wet. Yicky-pooey, you know. Well, I told you, don't play in the sandbox. I haven't cleaned it up yet. But you had to see it from your point of view that when you want to play in the sandbox, you're going to play in the sandbox. It doesn't matter, because the sandbox is always clean as far as you're concerned. You don't know that we just got some new kitties who are used to having the sandbox as their litter box. And they have their own litter box, but when they see sand, they say, goody, more litter box. And they have to go potty even when they don't have to go potty. Just because it's there. And this is the way people are. The kitties see with a certain eye, and the children see with a certain eye, the parents see with a certain eye. Now, how do you see? How do you see the world? Now, this morning, Ingeborg gave me a hard time. And I said to Ingeborg, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatsoever things we think about, that's the things we're going to empower. And Ingeborg was making suggestions on how some other people might live their life and how they might conduct their activities in their relationships and so forth. And I said, Ingeborg, don't stick your nose in their business. And she says, okay, I won't. And then, 2 seconds later, she's got another idea of how they can conduct their life and operate more efficiently as a family and so on. I said, Ingeborg, you're back there again. Oh, okay. Well, you see, and then it goes on like this for all of us. We don't realize subconsciously how we are sticking our nose in other people's business where it really makes no difference at all. What suggestions she was offering... Are the children going to the sandbox when their mother says, don't, I haven't cleaned it yet, and they don't understand it. And so her suggestions are just falling on you know, dead ears or eyes that see it differently. It's important for us to take the little time we have. We only have 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, that's not very much. And now those 24 hours, basically you sleep 8 or 15 hours. And so when you get done sleeping, then you get up and you do whatever you're going to do, your potty, your bath, your meals and stuff. And by the time you get done, maybe you got about 3 or 4 hours left of time that you can actually call time for your own thinking. Now, do you think it's too much to learn to see how you really want to see for 3 or 4 hours a day? Just 3 or 4 hours a day. Could you spend 3 or 4 hours every single day saying, I like me? Could you spend 3 or 4 hours every single day saying, I am surrounded by beautiful people who are so happy. Everybody in my world is a happy person. Every thing is so wonderful. I'm the most abundant lady in the world. I'm the most abundant man in the world. I've got everything going for me. I'm the happiest person that ever could be. And it keeps saying that, keep saying that, keep saying that. And of course, if you say that, if you say I'm the happiest person, you're going to be the unhappiest person. If you say I'm the richest person around, you're going to be poor. If you say I'm healthy, then you're going to be sick. No. If you say I'm going to be sick, then you're going to be healthy. No. It doesn't work that way, does it? You got to say I'm going to be healthy, and then you're going to be healthy. You got to say I'm happy, and then you're going to be happy. You got to say I'm surrounded by beautiful people, and then you're surrounded by beautiful people. But if you ever say anything contrary to that, if you ever say that you're surrounded by the type of people who are not what you really want in your life, then you empower that in your world. Now, is this what you want? And of course the answer is absolutely 100% yes. It is exactly what you want, because that's exactly what you talk about all the time. You're always talking about yourself or other people's problems. Everybody's problems, and especially your own. And what you could be doing is talking about your solutions. You could say, I just found a new way to do this here. I just found a new way to sleep at night. I say to myself, peace, 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 before I go to sleep. I lay in my bed. The minute I lay in my bed, I say, peace, peace, peace. And you know, the next thing I do, it's morning. And I've had a restful, peaceful night. And golly Moses, is that so wonderful? That's the best sleeping pill I've ever seen, you know? And it's inexpensive, too. No, it's very expensive. It takes you remembering to do it. It takes you remembering every time you lay your head down on any pillow to take any nap or rest, you just say peace. You're not saying how long you're going to sleep or what you're going to do or what's going to happen or oh dear, with this I've had such a terrible busy day. You say peace. And when you say peace, there's a certain beauty about the word peace. There's a certain thing about it. Everyone sees peace the same way, basically. Everyone sees peace as being quiet, relaxed. All the problems of the world don't mean a thing for a moment. Just for a moment. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. It's just for that moment that peace within my life began. And so when you lay down, or even when you sit down and you rest for a minute, you say peace. So you're not going to sleep when you're sitting down, necessarily. You could. But you sit down and you say, peace. Deep breath and then relax. And next thing you know, you get up and say, man, I feel like I've just had a whole night's rest, you know. And you have. Because you don't sleep at night. All the scientists will tell you all sorts of things that you do at night and all your fast reading, the fast eye motion and all that kind of stuff and all the things that you dream about. That's only, you know why you're doing it? Because you're not peace. If you are peace, those things don't have to happen. Scientists tell us that it's only for a very few seconds, basically, that we have these rapid eye movement programs, that we have these dreams that we have. Did you know that you could see your entire life history going before your eyes in a fraction of a second, and be conscious of it? To be conscious of it, and to be conscious of it in color. In a fraction of a second, you can have your entire life go through your thought system. And so that's what you do when you're sleeping. You allow yourself to have these fraction of a second experiences, and you see these things as important, and you see them, if I don't have a dream at night, or if I dream bad dreams or something, they're flashes. That's what they are, too. Flashes. They just flash through your consciousness. Now, if you see your consciousness as being clean, you know, you don't talk about other people how they should run their life, you know. You don't tell people how they should raise their kids, and you don't tell other people how they should handle their marriages and things like that. You just let them do it if they do them. They're going to do it anyhow. And so you might as well acclimate yourself to the idea that it doesn't matter. You just see them always doing beautiful things. Now, so many wrong people have married the wrong people. You know, this has happened 50% of the marriages, you say. Well, that's not true. If every person could be raised to learn to be peace, if every person could learn to see life through the eyes of peace, there would be no marriages. There would be no relationships. There would only be unconditional love for yourself and everybody else. And true, some people might like to live together because they do a lot of things together and have fun together. And sometimes it's nice during the growing up years of children to have a home for them. That's all we've ever understood. But actually, 99% of the homes that we have for children are not worth children having. And that's because of all the unhappiness that's in the home, all the misunderstanding. But wherever there's a home, how many mothers could have their kid kick them and say, "What's the matter, sweetheart?" You know, how many mothers would do it? Or fathers. How dare you be unkind to your mother? How dare, you know? And you see, if when the mother says, what's the matter, sweetheart? Or the father says, "Son, come, let's talk about it. You got something on your heart." Now, they don't say that. 99% of the people in the world, they don't say that. Because they feel emotionally uptight about it. They see the world as an uptight situation. And seeing the world as an uptight situation, they respond to it as an uptight situation. Now, before a minister goes to give a sermon, hopefully, he sits down and prays. Now, he's not praying. He's just putting himself at peace. At peace with himself and the world, in harmony with the ideas he wants to share with his congregation, and then he can do it. Now, how often does a father or mother instantly take a moment and say, "Peace," when the child runs through the house, you know, having a holy terror, and you know, and you say, "Peace." "Well, precious, what are you doing? I see you've had a very busy day, but you sure got a lot of energy. Go outside and run around the block a couple times. And take the dog with you." Give the dog a walk, too. Or, you know, but that'd be wonderful. If the father would come home from work, or mother come home from work, whatever the case may be, and they take the children on a leash. No, they take the children and they take the pets all for a walk around, not one block, but maybe 6 or 8 blocks. You know, that'd only be about a mile or so. And they walk around and together as a family. Yeah. Not each running off and doing different things, but and the father saying, "Well, we have a wonderful family here. This is a glorious day. Not, isn't this a glorious day? Don't we have a wonderful family? Isn't this fantastic?" You know, with that negative in there. "We have a wonderful family. Our street is so beautiful. Notice how Mrs. Jones has daffodils growing there, and Mrs. Brown has violets, you know, and Mrs. Jones has something else, see, iris." You see, so you see all these, and you draw attention to it. And you draw the children's attention in this sort of pre-dinner activity, you know, where they walk together, and the dogs get their energy walk. And the dogs are held so that they walk right behind your knee. And on a short leash, I don't know why people have long leashes. Have short leashes. The dogs really don't have to do their duty when they take a walk. It helps them because it pumps it out, you know. But they can do the duty in the backyard. And the thing is, you have it on a short leash always, and the dog always knows that he walks with the family. And then, what is the father? What is the mother? Are they pack leaders? Are they in charge? Are they alpha? Yes. And do the children respect them? And do the parents say, "Oh, here comes Mrs. Jones walking with her family. Hello, Mrs. Jones." And all the children say, "Hello, Mrs. Jones." Respectful. Just like their father and mother do it. and, oh, what a lovely dog. You got yourself a new dog. What is that? Is that a Jack Russell Terrier? No, that's a Chihuahua. Catch a dog, Chihuahua. Oh, how about that? What a nice Chihuahua. What's the Chihuahua's name? And you keep saying Chihuahua, so you'll always remember it, you know. And you tell your children this. Now, when you come home from your walk and you talk, do you think the children are going to say, well, isn't that a nice Chihuahua that Mrs. Jones has, you know? My goodness. And the dog's name is Chi-Chi, you know, Chihuahua Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi Chihuahua, Chihuahua Chi-Chi. You know, it sort of helps you remember it. But you see, you teach your children to see through the eyes of love, teach through the eyes of balance, teach through the eyes of peace. And you can do it for yourself, and your family consists of yourself, or yourself and your pet, or yourself and your world, whatever it may be. But if you're going to read the newspapers and listen to the videos and stuff like that, and listen to the television, radio, what have you, and see all of the troubles in the world, well, enjoy. Enjoy. You know, we have, this is probably not for me to say, but we have monuments for our dead war veterans and stuff like that. And we have their names all over it, and we think, isn't that wonderful? And we go there and we cry and say, oh, they had to die. Well, no, that's a step of life. Let that be past. No monuments. We all are living here, and if we're called to stand up for principle, we'll stand up for it. And if we die in the process of standing up for principle, well, that's all we could ask. And we don't need to die. But the thing is, stand up for principle always. And if those boys died standing up for principle, then that's great. If they died just because they were drafted, you know, that's still great. But they should always stand up for principle, you know, because that's what it's all about. Now, when you see a kitten sitting down, it normally will turn its paws in like this. Now, why does it do that? Because it's controlling itself. It's controlling its world. And it usually has its paws right curled in the front. And we think, isn't that beautiful? Sort of like a sphinx and things like that. Well, no. It's all had a purpose. It puts them in balance. And the minute they turn their paws in, when they have their paws out, check their heart. When they have their paws in, check their heart. When their paws are in, they're purring like a kitten. When their paws are straight out, they're alert and they're not breathing so smoothly and easily. But we have these little things, and if we can see them as a symbol in ourselves and others, we'll find that, hey, all we have to do is just do these things that bring peace into our life, that bring happiness into our life, that bring abundance into our life. And it all goes back to the, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What sort of thoughts are you thinking? What sort of ideas are you thinking? How are you looking at the world? Are you looking at the world that you're the master? Or are you looking at the world is master of you? What is it that you want? And if you're going to empower the negative in the world by telling other people how to live, then you must be a most amazing person. Because do unto others what you'd have them do unto you, but you do it first. You do it first. You be the living example first. And when you're the living example, wow, what beautiful things happen. Well, my beloveds, life's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we have such a great time living it, because seeing eye to eye, my eye to my eye. Not my eye to your eye, but my eye to my eye. Because my inner eye sees with my outer eye. My outer world is a reflection of my inner eye. And that's what we want it to be all about. So, have a lovely morning and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.